this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome again to the Astoria Week website. Here we are with story number 194, Never. Have you ever played the game known as I've Never? It can be a lot of fun when played among good friends. And one inevitable result of playing it is that you learn a lot, sometimes too much, about the other people playing. You each start with, say, 10 points. You can use tokens of any kind, or even just keep count with your fingers. This isn't important. Gameplay goes around the circle, each person speaking in turn. When it is your turn, you tell about something that you have never done, or that has never happened to you, but which you think many of the other guests have done. If your guess is correct, then each person who has done that thing must give up one of their tokens. If you are incorrect, and nobody else has done that thing either, then you give up a token instead. Whenever a person loses their final token, they must leave the game, and of course, the winner is the last man standing. Proper play depends, of course, on the participants being honest about these things, but when played among friends, the mood of the game usually promotes honest play. As the game goes on, and the statements become more imaginative, any number of personal secrets may be revealed. I'm here writing this story, and you are there reading it, but perhaps we can play a few rounds together? There is a link at the bottom of this story to a comments page, and you can make your entry there. But I'll start. And because we are doing this over the net, I'll simply list my entries. If you start with 10 points and give up one for each of these things that you have done, how many points will you have left after I finish? Remember, complete honesty now. I have never seen the film Gone with the Wind. I have never owned a car. I have never had a wedding ceremony, although I have two children. I have never tried smoking, not even once. I have never been to Las Vegas. I have never been on a roller coaster. I have never been hospitalized. And I have never been drunk. Really? Does this tell you how boring my life must be? I should also think of some things suitable for my Japanese readers. So how about, I have never climbed Mount Fuji. I have never, never eaten natto. That's fermented soybeans. So, how many points do you have left? Your turn. Remember, the way to play is to think of things that you have never done, but which you think the other players have. I look forward to reading your comments and playing the game together.